walk the extra 15 feet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Blaine website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number 3 is approval of the minutes from our last meeting, December 19th, 2023.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I do have a question.
Yes.
Can you just remind me the line of credit this the CRA has? Is that just kind of like when they need it? I don't remember what was decided with that.
Is that a question for the minutes or the claims, the next one?
Sorry.
We'll do that.
I jumped ahead. Sorry.
Let's do...
I don't know if I can technically answer that right now.
Yeah. Let's keep it in line. Let's do a roll call. And the minutes are approved. Let's turn Brent's off just for... All right. Item number 4 is approval of the claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Motion and a second. And Wes?
I do have a question. CRA, can you just remind me?
So they have a line of credit. Got to get my numbers right here. They have a line of credit of with the houses?
Yes.
Of $200,000 per house.
Okay.
Two of the houses are not, well, one of the houses are already sold, so that will not be used.
Yes.
The other one that is being financed by the CRA will be done here probably within the month.
Okay.
And then the other one is going to be the alumni house that they will be needing their entire line of credit for that one.
So this line of credit is for the three houses.
It depends because they also have like a $400,000 line of credit that I'm not exactly sure what's the balance on that.
Okay.
This one was for what?
$10,000.
This would have been the house because they're not doing any other projects right now.
Okay.
This would have been one of the houses.
Down payments assistance.
Is that what this one is?
I think.
It just says line of credit draw.
Yeah, then I don't know if it's down payment assistance. Line of credit draw.
Yeah, I saw this because I think on the last, I think like there's been a couple times that they've been taking line of credit, so I just wanted to make sure that, I'm sure there's a check and balance as to...
10's just, I mean, 10 is the down payment assistance.
That is, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what it's for.
Just,
I don't think we've had one of those.
Suspicious coincidence.
Yeah, I don't think we've had one of those.
Okay. It just seemed like they...
Maybe she just does it in chunks when she needs...
Oh, yeah, she does. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She does. She wants to pay as little interest as possible back to the city from the CRA.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
She'll just take
sense.
A little bit of time.
All right. Thank you.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Any other questions on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. Claims are approved. Item number 5 is action to accept the resignation of Councilmember Brent Pick, effective immediately, and action declaring a notice of vacancy in Ward 2 and authorizing the city clerk to publish notice. Brent has moved out of Ward 2, sold his house.
I'll make a motion on the action to approve the action to accept the resignation of Councilmember Brent Pick.
Okay.
Motion and a second. Let's roll call. Resignation is approved or accepted. Number 6 is a presentation by Northeast Nebraska Insurance Agency on the 2024 Property and Casualty Insurance Package and action to approve the same. Cap Peterson is in the house. Cap, your time to shine.
Any questions?
Yeah, what the heck is happening?
My pleasure. Cap Peterson, Northeast Nebraska Insurance, 111 West 3rd Street here in Wayne. It's been my pleasure to be doing this with the City of Wayne for a number of years with the company Employers Mutual Insurance Company. As most of you with your own personal insurance, whether it's your cars or whether it's your homes, things have been going kind of crazy on these little things. Well, just because that's a home and this is a city building, it doesn't mean that hail can't hit it. And so this is one of the major things that are happening. Insurance is kind of an interesting thing. So there's probably, Wes could probably tell me this, say homes. There's about 2,000 homes, not counting apartments, rentals, and anything else. And if you had a serious hailstorm, which we had over in from Norfolk to few years ago. And if it does enough to damage a roof and the siding and the windows, we're talking about $50,000 to $75,000 per home in damage and repairs now of what they're talking about buying a square foot. Take an example of my building downtown. I got an estimate to repair the roof, which is where the vets club, like my office is in the back. 2 years right before the pandemic, to replace my roof, it was $25,000 to replace the roof. Time we get it, so at pandemic and got it done this last year, it was $45,000 to put a roof on. That wasn't hail, that was old age like me. So the process is there. It's working in this business. If you're dealing with a fire, it's pretty easy. Might only have one, maybe two, maybe three buildings. You have a hail, you have the whole area. And for insurance industry, it could be from San Antonio, Texas, all the way to New England. And you could have that damage all the way through. So you have to figure this thing out of how it's going to be. And to make sure the insurance company that we're writing for can stay in business. It's like anything else. It's being able to stay in business. You have to have enough money to do it. And how much you want to have the money. So wind and hail across the nation is a problem. We're still fortunate in the state of Nebraska. We can still get an insurance company to write it. It's getting less and less for something of this size. We have 100 million plus of building coverage in Wayne. You're paying $300,000 for that 100 million. So we could do, you could take some buildings off, you could take the power plant off and you save $100,000. Then you say, well, what if something happens? You're out $50 million or whatever the situation. Insurance companies the same way. They've got to figure that out and to try to get it back as best as they possibly can. So a long roundabout way, Brett Kramer from our office, myself, met with Betty and Wes 2 or 3 weeks ago, went over this, explained what we're doing, what's happening so you guys can take into your committee and review it and see if there's something that we should do or we can do, take some buildings off or whatever. And so at that point, they said, well, why don't you go ahead and present it just like what we have, $25,000 deductible, basic hail, which is anything other than wind and hail. Wind and hail at $25,000 deductible, still the same there. But if it's over, say over 2 million at 1%, which you got a 1% deductible, you would have a larger deductible. There's about 5 buildings, is that what, locations that would.
They're over it.
And then this premium is also the Emeritus building that we added last January. And that was about $7,000 in premium. That's already included in this. We have that's in the policy right now. But we had it at purchase price, not remodeling price. Now we've got an endorsement in to increase it for the additional cost that the city is going into that particular building. But that's included in here already. So going on back to that, the biggest thing that changed was the commercial output policy, the power plant. And I can't say this for fact all the way, but I know when Wes and at that time Brett Kramer was down there when we had that pipe break in the basement of that building. Fortunately, we had staff there that found that when they did. We paid out quite a few thousand dollars on that building. But I think at that time they kind of realized how much money was in that building with the power plants and everything else instead of just a square footage type of a thing. So if you look at the 3 years, it didn't change too much in the amount of coverage we had on that power plant until this year. And we added about $16 million. But for that $16 million, it's $107,000. It's an income-producing property for you. I mean, it's one that you could take off the policy and say, okay, we can do that. We have income coming in from the city. Power situations that we do, we could save the money, trust fund it, or something like that, and pay the premiums on that, or we can do it this way. But that one jumped up quite a bit as far as coverage. The the other buildings stayed pretty close to the same under the buildings on the 50 million. That's what I'm saying. We got about 100 million. The premium was 300,000 about. Last year, it was about, taking a quick math, about 200,000. So the bigger part of your premium increase is the property side. It's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is less companies that want to write. Take California, take Oregon, take Washington, take Florida, California. You go on some of the things that are happening, and it's not just hurricanes. There's tornadoes going through these parts of the country, and more, and hail. And we've been very fortunate with not having hail here since 13 and 14. So we've been very fortunate in here, but that doesn't keep us, there's no way that we can protect that we don't have it. So I'm just trying to give you an idea of what we're doing on here to try to provide a product that is meets the needs of you as board members, as in the city of Wayne, for their property. So if something does happen, yes, you're going to have some skin in the game, but they're going to be a company that will come out in there and help us as best they possibly can and get the building replaced or repaired. And that's what we need in this particular type of thing. There's other companies that are, like I said, there's not too many, because I usually run this out for quotes, and I usually start with the property, and there's not too many of them that want to say no. We don't want it. There's too much of exposure for what we can get out of it. That's just kind of a preempt to what I'm talking about in here onto these two particular things. And if you can see, when we talked to Betty and Wes, down at the bottom, the employer said, if you want, for the city council, if they want to take a look at it, we can leave the $25,000 deductible wind and hail, and then the 1%, if it's over a $25,000 deductible, and do a $5,000 basic deductible, which would take fire, smoke, broken pipe, or something along this. And so down at the bottom, I showed you what that premium change would be. You would say, if we went away from the straight 25 that you had before, and we go to a 5 on that side, other than wind and hail, you would save about 8,000, it would cost you about $8,000 more if you wanted to go that way, to have a smaller deductible. It's been the decision of the council that we've moved in the last few years from $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 to $25,000 deductible to try to save these premiums. And that, when Wes and Betty said, well, why don't you give us the shot both ways? And so that's what I did. I used the one that's basic as the $25,000 deductible, basic, and 25 wind and hail with a 1% max. If it's over $2 million building. So on those two buildings. But the output policy has a $50,000 deductible, and had that for years under that particular building. So it's a little different. Any questions on that particular part before I hit a couple other ones on there? Just
question I have. So up top here, the extra expense, $120,000, is that like an ex? What does that mean?
Extra expenses. If you need something, if you have a serious loss or a loss, and you have to say you had to bring in a specialist to help you run a computer or something on this line, and that's outside of a claim of wind and hail, but it's an extra expense that you've had in the policy.
So I just wanted people to know that it looks like, and I thought it was like, that's an extra premium, $120,000 on the premium?
No,
that's not.
That's
the expense to somebody else, not us.
That's built into the premium that you have up above there.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
We just show what you have onto that particular side. So good question. I should have mentioned that. But it's an extra expense that just like you have in your home. You have an extra expense. If you can't live in your home, you have to go to, say, a month in a motel. The insurance company pays for that motel expense under an extra expense. It's the same thing that you're dealing with in a commercial. You don't have to leave, live in there as far as and employees or something along this line, but there can be some expenses that you're going to incur, and we want to make sure that we...
If we were displaced from this building?
Yes.
We could use...
If you had to go to another place to rent, and we did some of that kind of stuff when we had the tornado. This came to play in some of the things that we did when the tornado was there. And sometimes you don't really see how it works, but when they start settling the claim, that extra expense is going to be in the final check onto that particular side. It's a good coverage, it saves a lot of time for people asking, do we get paid for this, do we get paid for that? It's an extra expense coverage that the insured was, after the claim, had some other expenses they didn't think of, and what am I going to do? I can't go to work, can't do this. I need some extra help, and they do that with, could be food, you rent a place, they pay the electricity bill, some of those types of things.
Catherine had a question on your option two, the $5,000 basic deductible, that's in lieu of?
25.
Oh, okay.
That would be in lieu of the $25,000 basic deductible, not the wind and hail.
Not the 1%.
Yeah. So if we do that and put it down there, it's going to, and cost you $8,000 more.
That seems like a good deal.
That's your guys' decision. Onto that particular set. I put them both in there, showing basically what you had before, except the wind and hail deductible. And then come on back and put, because see, before, last year, we had $25,000.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, okay, we have it approved. Run it by these distinguished people here and see if they like the $5,000 on the basic.
We never said that, Jill. We did not use that word.
But so that is why it's there. And that's a choice that you guys have to make. If you wanted to do that, the company will offer this. They will do it.
Did we have any property claims last year?
No.
Right.
You had...
You reported that was the power plant.
Yes, one just recently when they sold the... nobody knows. Taking out the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The lights and everything else that would be there, that is covered under the insurance policy under the airport, and we have all the locations on the airport, but we have a $25,000 deductible, so it would not be on the $5,000. It would probably just be over that. Beth, for talking to it, we didn't turn a claim in because it wasn't large enough.
Oh, I see.
To turn it in.
Okay.
So the same thing that would happen if a police cruiser slides into a pole, they have a $3,000 deductible on vehicles.
Yeah.
And the same thing, and we'll see if we have enough damage on it. But this would take it down to a $5,000 deductible in case you have any claims. Is it worth $8,000 more? That's a decision we make every day in our insurance life, whether you want to go to a larger deductible or stay down to a lower deductible on your homeowners or your auto. And it's a worthwhile thing to look at. That's why we put it in there.
Okay.
And the company did it. Some companies would not do it. And they said no.
So
all
I guess
we're going to do is this 25.
The only thing we really got to look at here is since it's our values went up a little bit on the power plant, but it's the multiplier of the premium that's getting us for...
Yes.
So the only decision that we really could explore here is, do you go with a much higher deductible? I mean, it's how much risk do you want to take on? Like, and even then, it's only going to save us, what, $10,000? Like, I don't know. I'm surprised it didn't go up more last year, with the cost of building and everything going up.
They're always behind.
We're going to be behind the coast, and what's happening on the coast and all of the states around us, because a lot of times everything kind of sets right here in the middle. That's where the wind comes and hits up comes out of the Gulf, and that's where it creates the storms. They're all hitting a little bit further south, so sometimes they're getting kind of lazy, but then after they look at it, these rates, we have to get more because inflation is going down, we don't know it, but not in the building deal.
Sure.
It's not in the building deal. And that's because of what it takes to get parts and materials and all of that kind of stuff.
Humans.
Which is different than all the rest of them.
And Cap, I assume this will go up even a little bit more since we just closed on the FNBO building last week?
It will. Yeah, and it will go up a little bit more because, as I said, on the Meredith building, we're increasing that value too. Onto that. But that's what you paid last year, because last year we had the premium of 153. You actually paid about 161 last year because we added that building. I showed you down here in January. It was, I think, Betty could tell you, it was right close to $8,000, I think, maybe a little more onto that particular site. So you paid that last year, so that's included in here, but we're increasing the rates. I'm not denying any about increasing the rates onto this type of thing. But as I said, and personal lines and everything else, it's getting very difficult for some of these companies in some of these areas where there's a lot of population, but it flows down. And like I said, if you have a hailstorm, it's every insurance company that gets nailed here, not just one. I mean, all of them are going to be nailed as far as on it. And glass, Jason can tell you how much some of this stuff costs. Being out there in his department is what you're dealing with, some of the things you have to buy. So, but on the good side of all of this, the city did an excellent job on workers' compensation. We did not have hardly a claim last year, but on the previous 3 years, our experience models I have on here went down from a 1.21, was it? Mm-hmm. 1.21 to 1.07. I mean, that's 15% almost that work comp premium went down. And that is, as you can see, I mean, that's money in the city's pocket, and that relates to this, onto this. But when this work comp was at 120%, that was, if we did all of our property, that and some of those.
It's all.
So. Yeah. So, any questions on that? The rest of the policy is pretty well stayed the same. The liability is pretty close the same. We've had the audits, and they balance out fairly well. Vehicles, we've added a number of vehicles. As you can see, when you add on vehicles, that changes your umbrella a little bit, because your umbrella is based upon a number of vehicles. That's a multiplier in there. But the rest of Inland Marine, I think, changed. Now, you also have to remember, and I have to bring this up all the time, and Betty does a great job of getting what the rural fire district is dealing with. You guys paid the premium up front for the rural fire district. We just got a new vehicle coming in here. That is the rural fire district, and it doesn't have all the stuff yet. That's a $600,000 unit. That is in this, and Betty breaks that down. She breaks down the umbrella, because a number of years ago when we did this, we increased the umbrella to meet the state requirements of a possible loss, and the vehicles, and that, and general liability. So that's all in here that Betty breaks it down, and of how much she bills the rural fire district. And that's part of what the city does. That doesn't have anything to do with us. And so I just want to let you know, as city council, this is not just all, you've done a great service, the city of Wayne, for the rural fire district, to be able to do this. We did this 10 years ago, maybe, give or take. We've always paid city council, the city has always paid for the work comp, but not for the units, not for the liability, not for the umbrella. When we did this and put it together with the fire department, the council, and everybody else getting this thing together, it saved them a lot of money and gave them a lot better protection. And I don't think we've had any problems with it, other than writing a check and they put their name on it sometimes. And we don't want that on the property side, but sometimes the adjuster will on it. I took a little bit more time than I probably should have, but I just kind of wanted to explain what's going on this particular thing.
And,
we try to, I'm a taxpayer like you guys, and I have a few properties here in town, and I have to pay for that too. And when you do that, we all have to do that, and I want to explain that we're just not picking on the city at all. I mean, this is, the hail is hail. It doesn't care what kind of building it is. And if you have to replace a roof, I mean, you've got that over there. Mine was 3,700 square feet, 25 by 150, which is pretty close. So you're dealing with about 150 bucks a square. That's been almost 2 years ago. So as you can see, you get a building, 50,000 square foot, a roof, you got a lot of money involved. Any other questions on that?
Any other options you'd like to explore to direct city? I mean, first we should ask, first should be asking Cap any questions you have on what's presented in front of us. And then the second priority would be anything that you want staff to negotiate or to have Cap look into to reprice for us. If we want to explore increasing deductibles, or I don't think we want to go into knocking buildings off of protection. I don't think we've never done that, so.
And you could, you know, because.
Absolutely. Well, we could, but.
Yeah, because I mean, we can take the low hanging fruit. Because we got $25,000 straight across deductible. I mean, we could take a $10,000 building off as an example. Take the sirens or something along this line. We can take a look at that, but that would be a decision that we would have to get together with Betty and Wes.
Yeah.
And then take a look at it. We turn it into the company to see what the savings would be and then bring it back to you guys. We can change that at any time in the policy.
Yeah.
If it makes sense, yeah.
We have about 50 locations, and like I said, there's a number of them on there. But on the building, you know, this 50 million is just not buildings. This is property in the open. This is fences, street lights. Your lights down at the baseball field.
Sure.
It's all your personal properties, and it is all in that 50 million. So that is not just a building. And that's how you come up with the 50 million. I have the numbers in here, but when the tornado hit and you eliminated that ballpark, the insurance company paid for the fences, the lights, as well as.
So you're saying it might make sense to take some things off of wind and hail, or properties below 25,000.
You'd have to do it by deduct or take the building off. Wind and hail, I don't know if you can exclude that. You could go a larger deductible.
Cap, so just looking at it, we have our salt and sand storage shed that isn't in very good shape. It's valued at $20,000. But if that gets taken out by wind, we would get a replacement cost would be way more than $20,000.
Yes, that's right.
So I mean, that's the, even though the building we say is not worth $20,000 or is just worth $20,000 to replace, it's gonna be a heck of a lot
right
more.
Right now, because you have $25,000 basic, so we wouldn't pay anything on that building if that was the only building that hit. Because it didn't go over $25,000, right. Which was what we had before anyway. I mean, that's not anything to change.
So the damage has to be over the assessed.
Yeah, over the value
pays,
that we have it insured for.
But then
I mean, we can certainly do anything that you guys want us to do, and I can have an underwriter present some of those type of things.
I know when I
did the Wakefield schools, and they said, how about a $50,000 deductible? It was not enough, and they've got quite a bit of you don't save that much. $50,000 on the wind and hail, but this could be both. We can do that too.
It'd be interesting to see, just for an example, how much $50,000 deductible would be.
We did that last year, but
I think we looked at it and we said, well, that's not a very good value.
Yeah. So in fairness to Wes and Betty, when we were talking about that, we asked that we said, let's. Instead of this 5 and 25, let's do 25 and 25 wind and hail and see what city council thinks at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to, we can do a $50,000, and if it saves $4,000 or $5,000, will it be worth it?
Yeah.
Well, and to see those options and having the FNBO building added on to it.
Yeah, yes. We can do that. That's a good point. We can do that. We can say, okay, give us, if we do a $50,000 deductible straight across on that, if we do the power plant, and just see what it is. They can break that down for us.
I mean, you talk about roof space, that building's got a lot of roof space, so.
Yes, yes.
I'm curious to see how much that number is going to change when that building's added.
And I don't even know for sure what that would be at this point in time, other than purchase price, which is different than what the cost to replace it is. And then after you have your work in it to make it feasible to work for what the city wants it to. I mean, the whole thing is so when something happens, we can be as close as we possibly can to get you back to whole where you were before the loss occurred. I mean, that's what insurance is supposed to be doing. And the more you want to get it with less out of your pocket, the higher your premium, plain and simple. You do that in your homeowners right now. You guys are dealing with 1% on your homeowners. You got a $500,000 home, you got 1%, you got $5,000 back. I mean, that's happening, and it's all companies.
My thought was.
I think that $50,000 deductible, I think we would want to take a lot of stuff off.
You could, very well could be. You could take a look at it, we can review it, because they've got the list of the value of all the buildings that we have. We're going through them right now, not we. The city's employees are Joel and at every building when the roof was replaced, everything else. So we're giving you the best shot at it, so we can have replacement costs or actual cash value. But we can look at that building. Is that, you know, we got, what, 9 well places, 10,000 apiece, but if lightning hits it, there's a lot of damage.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you lose a pump and stuff along this line. So maybe your smaller deductible might be better on that. I mean, you can look at everything that you do. If we're worried about the smaller ones, then you might want to change this deductible and put one on there, and a larger deductible wouldn't hail.
Yeah.
I mentioned the last meeting when we were talking about being on the college board, we have a $100,000 deductible per building. I don't care what it is. And then we're lucky to get that. And we're state buildings. The state and the University of Nebraska, the state and the university, because you're doing the same thing. They're in the same boat on this of what's happening on hail and wind. So
you mentioned an underwriter. Would an underwriter?
I deal with an underwriter from EMC. He directly deals with this account. And so they would have, and they present as he sees it, how he looks at it, and what the premium should be, that we should be looking at paying. And then if they have any questions or decisions, he'll make another quote for us based on that. Because some of the liability, the professional liability, law enforcement liability, that's not going to change. Umbrella's not going to change. We're just dealing with, in the Marines, it's just the property that you're dealing with mostly on here.
Yeah.
Onto that. So we can do about whatever you want to find out if you like it or not. So we took two options here.
Yeah.
One to give you away from a smaller deductible, and the other one to keep it the way it was, and a little larger deduct on the wind and hail per building, not occurrence per building.
Okay. Did we get building inspections done on FMBO and Ameritas? Like, my thought is maybe the smaller deductible, taking on two giant buildings that we don't know a lot about, might not be a bad option for the first year or two. Like, if we're going to get broken pipes, or electrical might not be up to code, or different things like that. If we're going to have multiple claims on what could be two big buildings. But that's my only, that would be my only reason for choosing that particular.
The lower deductible?
Yep.
The other advantage onto that is you get an insurance company involved in it quicker. On the 5,000, mm-hmm. that claim is going to be handled by somebody, as what you're talking about, Brittany, is that they can help you through that claim. Of the things that might be wrong and we have to get fixed,
mm-hmm.
which me going in as an amateur would not understand some of that stuff. If you put a computer I'm brilliant on that.
I know.
See? But, you know, other than that, that's the tough thing about it. But that's, on the smaller deduction, you get them in there quicker.
That's just my two cents with the two big buildings that we've got.
It's just like the one that we had today with the police car that somebody backed into. Well, the claim was not over our $3,000 deductible. So we wrote a letter for you to the person that ran into it and said, you need to pay it. So we did a claim response for the city by the agency because it's under $3,000, and there's no sense to an insurance company because they can't handle it because it's under $3,000. Mm-hmm. By the estimates, we had two estimates and they're both pretty close to three, mm-hmm. but they weren't over three. But sometimes you're right on that. If you can get the company in, sometimes it can help you. But I bored you enough. There's a lot of stuff in here that we're doing in this insurance anymore. And we're trying to do the best we possibly can for you. And I think it's a good policy to do some options. If you guys want to do it, we can get them for you.
Do we want to explore different deductible limits? Lower, higher, both?
I know you can do it like Clayton said too. I mean, excuse me, as you know, when you add that, we can do it then and see what it would be if we changed the whole policy to that point in time too. Or I can go back to the office tomorrow and have them kick one out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Might get it a couple days, three or four.
So if we take no action, it renews on Thursday at the...
It won't renew if you don't take action.
But we're covered.
Not at 30 days, because you'll be in non-payment of premium. Of the vote of the committee to say, this is what... Let's do it, and then we can make changes afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
Because the contract is a contract, right, Amy? But so you have to approve the contract with these two options, and then say, the insurance company look at other alternatives for deductibles, and then with the option, then we can change that during the policy time. And that won't make a difference, but we don't want to get this liability in vehicles and stuff when it's not covered at this point.
So if we choose to go with the lower deductible,
yep.
We can change that afterwards?
Yes, yes. You can change that anytime. That is your prerogative on that. All we're doing is presenting. But I would also do it a claim at that point in time. I would say, okay, let's look at a $50,000 straight deductible match up with a commercial output, see what it comes out to be. But I didn't want to throw a whole bunch of that stuff at you until we had a chance to talk about it, and then we can do that. I have no problem doing that to get it, and so we can get it to Wes and Betty. We can get to your committee that you can discuss it and see if it's worthwhile for you.
I just didn't want to be locked into it, and then FNBO changes that number drastically. And
no,
it's not going to.
No.
Cap, I have a question. So we go with the lower deductible, which was $5,000, and maybe we use our insurance a little more often. Is that going to hurt us?
Okay. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if our deductible is $5,000, mm-hmm. It's a $10,000 issue, and so then we send it into insurance. Now, if it was a $10,000, if we had a higher deductible, we wouldn't send it through insurance. We would just pay it out of pocket. You see what I'm
saying? Most of the time, there's always a deal with in anything. Go to the doctor, whatever. It's severity, and if you have a severe, or how many times it's going to be, the numbers that you have can affect it. Work comp is that way. But that's a whole different type of a ball game that you do in property. Property, they understand some of the things that got to be. That rate doesn't change as much for a smaller claim as does workers' compensation.
Okay.
It's a different factor that they do in the figuring out the rates.
Okay.
Onto that, that's
yeah.
Frequency and severity is two different things. I mean,
you have a lot of little.
When we had the tornado some of you guys, you're pretty young back then, but, I mean, just in ours, just in here, I mean, it wasn't quite 10 million that we paid out for the city, but it was getting closer. They didn't hold that against you.
Okay.
Onto that particular type of something, they continued, and you gotta remember, one of the things, and Betty gave this for me, thank you, Betty, and I just about forgot, till Jill reminded me. You have in your packet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dividends. The dividends come in because of the basis of.
Don't tap it.
Okay, I see, excuse me. So that within the group, the safety group, that has been in existence since, as you can see on the top of that, of that year, but that was started 3 years before that, and it took 3 years to get a base of, on 3 years of whether the safety group was gonna issue out a check. And so since that time after the three, so about 20-some years, other than the 3 years that was involved with the tornado across not just Wayne, number of places, and the hail, that was pretty serious that 1 year. And then it took 3 years to get it back, and it's been going by. And I don't know if Betty figured that out, but it's probably half a million, I would assume, pretty close onto those dividends. You can't guarantee a dividend. That's, again, the law for insurance, but it is there. Not every company's done it. No other company's been successful on it. And you guys have had the safety group as one of the founding members of the safety group. So it's been a very good project for you. I know. I'm assuming, because it has been halfway decent, that we'll have another one this year. How much? I don't, can't say. But that's a March, April.
I am considering option two, going with the $5,000 basic deductible at an increase of $8,436. Whether anybody else have an opinion on that?
I'm fine with it. I don't feel strongly either way.
Fine either way, but I think, you know, Brittany had brought up a good point with the addition of the two buildings. Although it probably won't move it much, I think, is what Kayla had said.
Adding the new building on won't change it very much.
It's just fun when you start digging into new buildings and construction and see what may or may not happen.
And then, I mean, for the dollar amount that you deal with, Brittany, as far as the $8,000, you can change that next year.
Mm-hmm, right, after we know what we.
If you feel more comfortable within the building that you've acquired, which is satisfied with what you're talking about, Clay, is the same type of a thing. The policy is yours. What you guys want, as best as it's illegal and for the Department of Insurance, that's what we're gonna do.
Right, we could go from $5,000 this year to $50,000 next year.
And we bring in the quote so that you have it. We don't want to overwhelm you with different types of things, so it's so confusing. And I'm not doing the shell game here. I want to present it just so that you guys can see what is best for the city of Wayne, and that's what you guys are working for. And we can certainly do that. I don't have any problem doing that. And I can get the $50,000, so you can have that ahead of time anyway. And if you go to the $5,000, then you can say, okay, if we go to the $50,000, does it save us? We save some money back to pay for the smaller claims ourselves. And then we can also take a look sometime of taking some of those buildings, the smaller buildings off that we don't need, a restroom. We've got restroom at the parks. You say we have $20,000 at swimming pool, the Victor Park and all that kind of stuff, take them off. $5,000, you don't need to take them off, because mm-hmm. you could have a broken pipe. Vandalism could come on back there and bust everything in it. You would have coverage.
A drinking fountain is $5,000. It is, it's really expensive.
I didn't know drinking cost that much. Yes. So you tell me what you want me to do, but one way or the other, you have to make a decision for the policy of on the 4th. Onto that particular side of what you want to do. We can renew it as such, and then we can do it, and we can change it. even within this policy year. Might not be quite that much savings, because if it's 2 months in or whatever, it'd be different, but the savings would be there, or the additional cost would be in there, whatever you guys made that decision. But the employers, Joe, excuse me, on that, because the, when we presented to Wes and Betty, that we used the $5,000 deductible, because employers made that decision. This is, a lot on this side.
Okay.
Let's, we will do this as a company if they want it.
Okay.
I said, let's give it the here, but let's do it for the 25 that we're doing now. I'm not saying that one's better than the other. I'm just options that
yeah.
you as the city council would
Seems
have.
Seems like a good option.
I just wanted the option because I saw it was going to be a $100,000 premium increase overall.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, let's see what a 25 would do.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gonna be $3,000 or $4,000. It's $8,000, but still, that's not a whole lot on $5,000. That's one claim.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly right.
And it's a little bit more of a safety net with the endeavors we have coming.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So do I need to make a motion to approve the insurance package with the $5,000 basic deductible?
And the $50,000, and then $25,000.
$25,000 and 1% wind and hail deductible.
That one's, we're not changing that. Only one we're doing is changing the basic.
Yes.
So I don't know how you want to make your
option two.
Option two.
You want a total?
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to get a total here for you, Jill. Did you have to say that?
Yep, the amount.
It would be right at
539.
I was going to say right at 540,000.
$539,500.
$539,500.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Any cents? No.
Nope.
That's it?
I will second.
He rounded down. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The action is approved.
Okay, and so what you want me to do is my option to the $5,000 deductible, right? I'm around
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do the renewal. You still want me, this is off your deal, you want me to get the deductible for $50,000 larger or something like that?
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. We'll have staff work with you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Item number 7 is Resolution 2023-90, approving task order amendment number 5 with DGR Engineering for the proposed generation plant project. Wes, do you want to handle this?
Yeah, this is what we talked about last meeting. We tabled it because we had not heard back from Northeast whether they'd pay the additional cost for them going in with us on the opinion of cost from the engineer. So they're willing to do that. The total cost was $13,500, and they're willing to reimburse us $4,500 because ours would have been $9,000 total, is what DGR said.
Okay. I will introduce Resolution 2023-90 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Number 8 is committee update on the Community Activity Center relocation project. This is kind of a no update because we have not met. We will meet next week.
Next Tuesday, and the committee will be meeting on site at the FNBO building. So it'll give them a good chance to see what's up there. We also have a website. Brian has created a website or a page that is under government, city projects, and then this activity center relocation committee. Right now, it's just got members of the committee and a kind of an overhead view of what the property looks like. So we'll put more stuff up there as it becomes available.
And of course, this is on the agenda to allow members of the public, if they wish to speak, to voice their opinion. Seeing no members of the public wishing to voice their opinion, we move on to item number 9, action to appoint Brent Pick to the Community Activity Center Relocation Project Committee. Brent started as a council member, kind of a liaison, And now that he's no longer a council member, I would like to keep him on the committee.
I move to approve the action to appoint Brent Pick to the Community Activity Center Relocation Project Committee.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Action is approved. Item number 10 is action to set council retreat date to January 30th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. at the Wayne Fireball. This is the fifth Tuesday. And it's time for a retreat.
I'll make a motion to approve the action to set council retreat date, January 30th, 2024 at 5:30 at the Wayne Fire Hall.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the retreat date? Seeing none, let's roll call. Item number 11, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
I didn't see that speech. I think too much time.